after her name is Nadine. She will be the one who's going to provide you the details of the program as well as the pricing, okay? Stay in the line,
okay.
Damon. She's on the line now.
Hi, Damon. How are you?
Hello. I'm okay.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I actually handle the pricing and details for your area. And I know that you were speaking here with Mark. Did he do a good job explaining to you, you know, the reason for the call?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm just actually pulling up some notes that he sent over to me. So you're based out of Santa Ana. Wow. Okay, that's pretty close to me. How far do you typically travel? Do you target, like, all of Orange County? I know he put 35 miles.
That's what I told him.
Okay. So within a 35-mile radius. Okay. And I did hear you mention to him that it's strictly commercial work, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And then let's take a look here. So 4 years in business now. Are you fully licensed and insured, or are you still kind of working
yes.
on that?
Licensed and insured.
Very good. And so tell me a little bit, Damon, about, you know, what type of marketing you're currently doing to help you generate more new business.
We don't do a ton. We typically work off of referrals.
Okay.
My son does a little bit of cold calling.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. I did see a listing on Yelp. So I did see a listing there. I don't know if that was something maybe you or your son might have set up. I see the business logo as well. Great job.
Yeah, I did do that a while ago.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And so tell me about a goal that you have set for yourself in this new year. I mean, I know we're already going into April. It's like the first quarter is already going to be done, right? Is there a goal that you've set that you're trying to achieve this
no,
year?
I got to be, yeah, I'll be, if Martin did not call me, this was not on my radar.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, you know, primarily what we do here is first page placement on Google, and basically we're reaching out because we had this listing open up and we're looking for one company that's a good fit to put into this position and close it out. So being that you have a little bit of online presence, there's no negative reviews about your company. And I mean, you got the years of experience and also the business being 4 years. You do quality work. I think we both agree on that at the very least. And that's
really, we do our best.
And that's what we're looking for. So once we start to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close out the category, which means we don't work with any of your competitors in your area who does what you do. So that's why it's exclusive. Does that make sense?
Got it. Yes.
Okay. Now, I would recommend, you know, our platinum package because it would include the Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that we set it up, it's a fixed flat monthly rate. We don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Now, I still consider you a new business because you're under the 5-year mark. So basically,
okay.
with the new in business credit, you're looking at a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. There is just a one-time $99 setup fee, and that is just to cover programming. So it would make your initial investment to start it today $398, and then it's $299 monthly. Now, what that does is it gets you listed on the first page of Google in the local map section where 90% of searches will start and stop. We list you on Bing. We brand your Yelp page. We do Facebook advertising. We also include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain, showcase some of your work, write a biography about your company. And we're going to attach that website where you're listed. And we do cover the mobile platform. So anyone using iPhone, Android, tablet, voice searches, you know, like Alexa or Google Home can still pull you up in those first page search results. It
Got
would
it.
Pretty much cover all of your bases.
Okay. So maybe tell me, I guess I belong to enough forums and groups that have shared with me what they consider to be, I won't call them horror stories. I'll just say they paid the money they haven't gotten the result. So what about your particular service would make it different? Because obviously you can't guarantee anything other than my presence.
Right. You're absolutely right. You know, Damon, I will never guarantee or say that you're going to get X amount of phone calls or that John's going to call you on this date and hire you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a way of telling you that.
Right.
But, you know, other companies, like on other forums, you know, there's been a lot. I'm not going to say that there isn't a lot of people that have had bad experiences, right? I mean, let's be honest. You know, some of them, depending on who they worked with, you hear people that invested thousands of dollars, some of them $100. And sometimes, regardless of what they're investing, they end up with no results, right? They never got on the first page. All they had was a website, you know, and all these empty promises. And again, I can't speak on those because I don't know who they worked with, what the conditions were, or what was even offered to them, right? There's a lot of factors. What I could tell you is this, okay? Majority of people that are performing a search for a service that they need are going to start on Google, and they're going to stop the search on Google. They're going to call the guys that are on the first page. Now, that doesn't mean that they're only calling the very first one, okay? A lot of times you find guys on the first page that don't even answer the phone, okay? They're booked out. So people are going to call down the list because they're calling those that are closest to them, right? Now, with Google, it's not like, and I'm probably going to tell you my age when I say this, but with Google, you know, back in the day, right, when I was growing up, you got the white pages or you got the yellow pages delivered to your front door, right? At the beginning and at the end of the year. Everybody started their business with the letter A. AAA, AA, all because they wanted to be within the first pages, right?
Right.
Google does not work like that, okay? Google is, the search results are based off of the searches that are performed for the specific keywords and search terms, right? Commercial cleaning near me, you know, solar panel cleaning, solar panel cleaning companies near me, or best cleaning companies near me. There's just so many ways that people perform the search for the service that they need. Our job is to make sure that you are coming up within those search results. So you have an opportunity for people to call you directly. Now, I can never tell you, not even Google themselves are going to tell you, you'll be number one. Or you're going to be number six, right? Because it depends on where they're performing the search from and what it is specifically that they're searching for, okay?
Okay.
So I want to be transparent with you on that. You know, with the program that we offer, this particular package, I'll be honest, is one that I feel is the most suitable for you because I'll tell you, I wouldn't offer you Google Ads. Not that they don't work, okay? Google Ads, they do work. But you would have to invest a lot in order to get a good conversion out of those Google ads, okay?
Right.
For you in particular, I would suggest the Google and the Facebook marketing because they've worked very well together, hand in hand. And with those Facebook ads, if someone's doing a search for your service on Google and now they're on Facebook and they're just looking at pictures or stories, they're getting retargeted with your ad. Okay. And that's why those ads have a good conversion rate because they're constantly retargeting. It's like that reminder, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. Okay. With those Facebook ads, you could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. It's a click to call. So as soon as they click on it, they're calling you. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results and those are popping up from a search that's been performed on Google. Okay. Bing is another platform that you would be listed on, which is what I always call the sister company to Google. Now, we brand your Yelp page. We're not doing Yelp ads. Okay, that would be a different package. But we make sure that your Yelp page is visible. Okay? And then, of course, you have the Facebook advertising, as I mentioned. And then you have what we call the local SEO, which is the Google Business Profile Optimization. So having that GBP appearing on Google when someone is performing the search on your services. Okay, that profile will come up along with, you know, other companies, obviously, that are going to be listed there too, right? But it's like right now, you don't even have the opportunity to be a part of those searches because you don't have that Google online presence. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, and that's what we're offering you. Now, also keeping in mind, you know, people use their iPhones. You know, how many people you see down the street walk and use on their phone, right?
Right.
I see it all the time. People don't pick up the phone and they're not like saying, hey, you know, calling their best friend and saying, hey, you know, someone who does, you know, solar panel cleaning. What they're doing is they're going online and they're performing that search. Okay. Whether it's on their iPhone, their Android, their tablet. I mean, they're even asking Google Home and Amazon Alexa, find me, you know, a cleaner near me or what have you. Right. So we make sure that we're covering those platforms as well.
Okay. So. I like what you're saying, but I need to kind of piece it with something else that I saw earlier today.
Okay.
And that is that there are companies out there that, and I looked at this for another business that I'm a part of that I don't wholly own.
Okay.
But they're able to tell me what a specific business search history looks like, and then that information is getting funneled to the sales team. So, for instance, this was related to copiers and printers, right? So I know that there's a firm in, let's say, Irvine, California. We have all of the decision makers listed at that firm, but we also are able to tell you that this specific firm, as of yesterday, there's been, you know, 46 searches within the company for copiers and printers. So I'm just wondering whether or not that type of service is more or less beating something like this to the punch. Does that make sense? So, yeah, it's great my ads are targeted. But I have a competitive company with a salesperson, and they know that this company is looking for office cleaning. And now they have their salespeople calling into this office, which would basically beat any type of ad or online presence. Am I making sense?
Kind of. So you're saying like someone who's getting searches on printers, right? XYZ.
Yes.
They're taking those people that are looking at printers, right? To purchase, and they know that they have an office. So what they're doing is they're turning around and basically capturing that lead that way to hit them up for commercial cleaning. Is that what you're saying?
No. These are two. Just separate the two. I was looking at it because I'm also part of a company that sells copiers and printers. We were looking at a marketing tool earlier today, and that is what this particular marketing tool does. So I know that they're generic. They service all industries. So they obviously service clients that have large janitorial and commercial cleaning businesses. So what I'm saying is I'm not convinced that what you're offering could be as effective as I would need it to be, because it will be trumped by a company that uses this other service. That's what I'm getting at. So I'll just shoot straight with you. I don't think it's going to be effective for my business.
Okay. And you know your business better than I do. If you feel it's not and you feel that other option is going to be more effective, then that is your decision. I know what works with Google and what works within the search results, right?
Sure.
So even at the end of the day, always keep this in mind, too. How much business are you losing by not having that online presence on Google?
Yeah, to be honest with you, that doesn't keep me, that's not what keeps me up at night.
Well, I'm not saying it's keeping you up at night, Damon, but what I'm saying is you're also losing opportunities there, right?
Yeah, I did not create this business to become a behemoth. So, I appreciate what you're saying, and I think your pitch towards a different founder would be on the mark, but it's not what I created this business for. I created it for a very specific reason, and the idea of losing opportunities, I honestly could care less, because I really, yeah, So yeah, it's gonna, I appreciate what you said, but it's gonna be a no.
All right. That's fair. I appreciate you and your time, and I'm gonna go ahead and kindly move on.
All right.
Have
a
wonderful
day.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.